Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Our show today is called How Tai Chi Can Heal You Simply by Breathing, Walking, and Your Posture. Peter Newton shows you how to gain access to the incredibly powerful healing postures, body mechanics, and breathing methods of the ancient Chinese Tai Chi masters. His book, Healthy and Fit with Tai Chi, demonstrates how simple adjustments to how you sit, stand, walk, breathe, and generally move can make a huge difference in the quality of your life. So Peter's here today to talk about how you can use these simple techniques to improve your health. Sifu, which means master teacher, Peter Newton is a full-time professional Tai Chi and Qigong physical therapist. He is an honorary vice president of the Tai Chi Union for Great Britain and author of the new book, Healthy and Fit with Tai Chi, Perfect Your Posture, Balance, and Breathing. Peter has researched over many years the medical benefits and applications of Tai Chi and Qigong, and his skills have attracted the attention of international soccer players, the medical care community, and the business world. His clients include Parkinson's UK, Kickstart Cardiac Rehabilitation, Macmillan Cancer Support, and Leonard Cheshire's Acquired Brain Injury Unit. So, welcome, Peter. I'm so glad you're on the show today.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I think I love Tai Chi. When I got a list of books from the publicist on what to choose for the show, I saw your book and I was like, I got to get this guy on. I full disclosure to our listeners out there, I've been doing Tai Chi for 10 years. And I've also studied Qigong, and which is part of the Chinese traditional medicine. And when I looked at your book, Peter, it really resonated in terms of, you know, everything in terms of the core of Tai Chi and Qigong and what it's all about was right here in this book. And what I loved about your book is that it's so accessible. It's something that people can pick up and read. And they don't need to go into class to do Tai Chi. They can just take some of these simple principles that you have in here in terms of breathing and posture and walking and apply it, you know, to their lives. I think it's absolutely amazing simple things, breathing and posture. Can you tell us a little bit about how, let's say, just your posture can help you be healthier?
Yes, basically your posture affects your health directly. There's a clear connection between posture and health. In the medical world, I've actually identified that. And it's coming through more and more now. You'll find you go to your general practitioner, your doctor, your local doctor, and you'll find they are reading in their own medical journals about the importance of posture.
And so I want to put a bunch of pieces together. We've got Tai Chi, we've got posture, we've got health. Let's see how. So what does Tai Chi do for your posture, and how does that help you be healthier?
Well, Tai Chi, it's all about posture. The whole art is based on posture. It's about connecting your posture to the two points of reference are heaven and earth. Which is very appropriate for the radio show, I would have thought.
Yes. Between heaven and earth.
Between heaven and earth. Absolutely. And that's what Tai Chi is about. For we humans, Tai Chi is about our connection between heaven and earth and how we stand, sit, walk, move, and live between those two points of reference. So in order to connect to heaven and earth, you have to have good posture. And it's the very first thing you go to a Tai Chi class, you'll hear your Tai Chi instructors talk about posture. And they'll come and correct you. If you're leaning forward, if you're leaning to the side, they'll come in and they'll do these little subtle corrections.
So can you tell us a little bit? I know, unfortunately, because we're on radio, you can't really see the postures, but is there a way you can somewhat describe for our listeners what are those little, you know, tweaky things about someone's posture from Tai Chi that would help them?
Yeah, for example, there's a posture that is the fundamental, fundamental posture that we all refer to. It's called nature's posture. Nature's posture is the one that is the when you, posture you stand still. It's also known, it goes back to the Yi Jing, one of China's oldest book known as the Yi Jing. And in the Yi Jing, they talk about this posture and they say it's the stand still posture. So whenever you come to rest, your body stands still. You should be standing in this posture. And they refer to the head being lifted and the feet being rested. So a lifting of the head and a resting of the feet, flat on the earth. So the key point with this, and it's one of the first things I always teach, is to teach people how to lift the head. And it's from the very top of the head. It's called the crown point. The Chinese name is Bai Hui. Mm-hmm. Gets very complicated. It means 100 convergences, and it's it gets deep. It's about meridians that are running in there, etc. But basically, it's the crown point, the very
top. So it's the very top of your head, right?
And that is when your face is not leaning back or looking down. Your eyes are looking out to the horizon, the distant horizon, and that will make your face straight, and it will then present the crown point of the head to point directly upright. And if you maintain that gentle lifting at that crown point, it straightens the spine, and then your feet should be shoulder width apart and your toes pointing forwards. Very important message in that.
I was just thinking about how we don't pay attention to our posture. And one good place where you could be thinking about doing this is say standing on the grocery line or the line at the bank, right? You're just a lot of times people stand. I know that my son, he used to stand on his foot. He would put one foot on the other. Now that's obviously not a good posture, right?
I'd be horrified if I saw that.
Really? Tai Chi. Yeah. Bad posture. And the same thing. So as you're standing, so it's best to have the top of your head straight up. So almost as if
straight up.
Right. So I gather then also this posture where you're always looking down at your phone is not good for your head, right?
Well, I'm as a physical therapist, I expect to be gainfully employed in the next few decades if I live that long.
Everybody look at your phone, and then you're going to go see Peter.
You'll all be coming to me, and I'll never make myself redundant. I'll always be busy. Thank you very much for mobile phones.
the god of Steve Jobs, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got the head, and what does that do for us?
Right, it straightens your spine. Your spine shouldn't be straight, as in as straight as a pole. But when you lift your head gently, the Chinese description of it is you raise the head up. And as if it's being pulled up by a piece of string connected to a cloud. It's a very gentle way of lifting the head up. It opens up your neck joints. It opens up the spine, going right the way down the spine. It takes pressure off your joints.
We get neck aches, right? And that also gives us headaches. So this would help them.
This would clear a lot of the problems that people get with posture-related tension in the neck, which then creeps up over the head. Over the scalp, creates tension headaches. Mm. Just by an adjustment to the head, you'll find your muscles, even the subtle muscles on the scalp, will balance and up through the neck. It takes a lot of neck pain away.
Just sitting here doing that, I'm kind of doing it as you're talking. It feels better. You're not aware of. We're so not aware of the pains or how tense we are when we're sick, because we're working and we're paying attention to our work rather than how we feel. But just doing that, and I guess if people are listening and you're sitting somewhere or standing, you could do this too, see how it feels.
Now, the key with this one, if you want to work it really effectively, is by lifting the head. If your whole body's relaxed, you'll notice it lifts the middle of your chest as well.
Okay. So now we're down to the chest. Yes, absolutely. Head goes to the chest. Now, when you say the middle of your chest,
so
you would think people would know. Yeah. What does that mean? What is the middle?
Center of the chest, which is probably, you know, where your solar plexus is. The ribs, they come up together. Meet up on the sternum. So from the very bottom of the
center.
Sternum,
mm-hmm.
center, well, just up, two
just
inches up.
Okay.
And then in the center of the chest there, center of the sternum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's called, the Chinese call it the Shanzhong. It means the middle mountain. It also means a middle energy center. But it's actually the actual gravitational center of your spine.
Right, so, which would also be your heart chakra.
That's your heart chakra. So you're actually servicing your heart by making sure that stays up and open. But people who drop their chests actually close that point off. And it also then impacts directly into the chest cavity, which is restricting lungs and diaphragm.
And so I would assume they probably get lung issues.
Well, they get lung issues. They get memory loss. They get lethargy. They'll feel tired a lot.
Wow. So let's go back the other way. Let's say if you're tired a lot, or you have lethargy, or you have lung issues, or you're, I guess maybe if you feel like you're always having some sort of colds, this would help that, right?
Definitely, because it opens the airways down into the base of the lungs. When your chest is raised slightly, and the other thing, it's all in the book, the armpits are open, because the armpits have a massive influence on what's going on in your chest cavity.
Wow,
your armpits are open.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So
you go down through the body. It's amazing what you need to do. Actually,
it is. We're progressing from the head down through the chest. I guess we're going to keep going, but you know, already just sitting like that, I feel better.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to keep going down. I guess we're going down.
I can talk you through from head to toe.
Yeah, let's go down to the toes, and then we're all going to feel better from head to toe.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after these words.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. And we are here with Peter Newton, who is talking to us about how you can use some principles of Tai Chi just to help your posture, your walking, your breathing. And when you do that, you will heal your body in amazing ways and be healthier. So, Peter, we were talking about, we were going down from head to, I think we got to the chest, the center of the chest. And mm-hmm. when you and do just run that by us again. What do you have to do with the center of your chest?
Right. Basically, just a quick recap. By lifting the head up correctly, as in pulling your chin in slightly and then pointing your crown point upwards to try and connect it to the sky, and do it very, very lightly and gently, you'll notice your chest cavity lifts. It lifts the ribs up and it lifts the rib cage off your organs.
So you only have to think about your head.
Head does it all for you.
Wow.
Head does it all. It's the very first of what the Chinese call the ancient classics on how to correct your posture. There is actually classics, what they call written classics, about how to correct your posture. And that's what I studied. That's why I've 35 years I've been fascinated by these classics. And I specialize in the body mechanics in that Tai Chi and Qigong world. And that's what I do now more than anything else now. Even write books about it, as you know.
That's really great. So we've gotten to the chest. Where do we go from there?
Well, with the chest cavity raised, with the head lifted up, you'll find your diaphragm releases. Now, your diaphragm is meant then to stretch on an in-breath and bounce back up and to allow...
Right, which is just below the bottom of your ribs,
of the ribs, and it spreads across your midriff and down and ties up down into your lumbar joints lower down. Mm-hmm. It's a big sheet of muscle, and they liken it to a second heart, because if you use it correctly, it moves blood in such a way it takes the pressure off your heart.
Wow, so, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. When you research into it, it's fascinating. The human body's amazing. There's a lower diaphragm as well, which actually is meant to be working in conjunction with the upper diaphragm. But I'll reach that in a minute.
Okay.
this diaphragm, your general diaphragm, which is it's two-thirds of your breathing, is linked to that. Mm-hmm. The other third comes from the movements of your chest cavity. So all you need to do to destroy both is let your head slide forward, push your chin out, drop your chest, and close your armpits. And then you're not breathing very well,
right?
You're breathing very poor then. You're getting a whole imbalance.
Your blood's not moving.
Blood's not moving. The diaphragm's being restricted. Your oxygen levels are dropped. Your carbon levels are built up. You can't release carbon. It's a terrible mix that's going on in the body, just simply because you've allowed your head to move out of alignment. So that's the key. Get the head upright. You notice then, if you relax your body, it adjusts all these things for you. It brings you to where you should be.
So again, the point too is this has to be done in a relaxed way, right?
Relaxed body, yeah. You can't do it with a
stiff.
You
don't want to force it.
You can't force it. And this is why I do explain in great detail how to achieve that. And I write it in such a way that people can really grasp it and understand it. The whole book's written with the total beginners in mind, so that they can get immediate benefits from this. And it's this relaxed, how to achieve a relaxed body whilst moving into these shapes.
And have you heard anybody who's read the book recently have you gotten any feedback on that?
Yes, I get lots of feedback.
And
I'm getting lots of people who are saying about, they're coming up to me and saying, I've tried that position you've sort of, there's a particular posture I show for calming the mind. It's called the earth posture. And I've had lots of people coming over to me saying, since I've been trying the earth posture, my mind is much calmer and I'm sleeping.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful for de-stressing. I just wrote an article for the Huffington Post on de-stressing. So we could add that.
Absolutely. So I'm getting good feedback on the postures I demonstrate in the book, you see.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So it's really good. Yeah.
That's great. So, okay. What's after that? So is that enough, or do we have to worry about other parts of our body?
Well, you can go a bit further down, because ultimately your aim is to open up the abdomen.
Oh, really?
Because in Tai Chi we call it the long breath. To achieve the long breath. Now, the long breath to us listening who maybe never, who never practiced it before, a long breath would mean something that you would force. You'd have to make it happen. Actually, long breath is what we should have all been doing in the first place. It's what we've done through lack of knowledge is created the short breath. So So long breath is returning home. Huan ying wei jia, it means welcome home. When I see my students who actually are breathing from the abdomen and through the midriff and into the chest cavity, I whisper in their ears, Huan ying wei jia, and that is welcoming them home.
That's nice. So it must be like, I'm just having a picture in my mind of babies and when they sleep and they seem to breathe so naturally.
And it's abdominal. It's deep and it's relaxed and it's natural. And that's what we should have been doing all along. But life gets on top of us adults and we forget about our
bodies. When we do the long breath, what does that do for us?
It massages, it works the diaphragm. The diaphragm drops even more. And it creates a wonderful massaging effect on the organs. And it keeps your organs healthy. And
yes.
The movement,
And the organ health is so important for your overall health, from what I understand from Chinese medicine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is, very much so. And that even the organs in the abdomen are vital. You know, the bowel system is vital for your health. Something goes wrong in the bowel system, your whole body is out of balance.
Yeah. So just by, I guess, massaging your organs, if you want to call it that, with your breathing, you become healthier. And the massage, I guess, I would assume is going to help, you know, the blood flow through. That's a lot, it seems to me, from what I understand. There's a lot of the health benefits from the blood flowing.
Increased blood flow.
And increased
blood.
That's
what it's doing. Mm-hmm. Very cleansing. It's very cleansing. When you're breathing deep and natural down through your torso.
It's energetically cleaning as well. Right? The breath, it's linked to your metaphysical energy, which is wonderful. I mean, now you're...
Yes. I mean, in the spiritual sense, you will experience far more insights when you connect to your abdominal breathing center as opposed to a midriff or a chest center. Once you hit your abdominal center, you're hitting what the Chinese call the mysterious gate.
Mm.
And that's the mysterious gateway to your mind and your spirit.
Wow.
That's the entry point.
Okay, so now you got me curious. Okay, so now how do we do that? how do we do the long breath?
You do the long breath. I can describe it to you very quick. It's in the book, but I can show it. I can describe it.
Give us a quick overview.
Put one hand below your belly button, the palm resting on the abdomen, the lower abdomen below your belly button. The other hand on the middle of your chest, over that central point that I mentioned, a couple of inches up from the bottom of your sternum. And what you want to do is called bowing the spine. And lifting your chest and head right up, as if you're looking up at the moon, you'll notice your spine bows inwards. And you'll get an opening of the diaphragm, an opening of the midriff. And that's by lifting your chin up and looking up as if you're looking at the moon, you're then opening your airways, so a nice clear airway right down into the lungs. That also helps release your diaphragm. So you're getting this big pulling power going right down to the abdomen.
Right. And it's just sort of like lifting so you can see the moon.
So as if you look up at the moon, it'll open your airways, it'll open up your core of your body, and it'll allow the breath to feel like it's as if it's traveling all the way down to your belly button zone.
Oh.
That's long breath. But that's natural breath by practicing that. Now, that's an in-breath through the nose, out-breath through the same thing, through the nose. What you do is you allow the abdomen to relax, then the chest, and then let your head gently rest back down. Just let your neck relax, let the head lean forward a bit, because this is a little routine. And what you're doing is move the abdomen forward, lift your chest, then lift the head and look up at the moon again and breathe in.
Okay, and then when your head comes back, it goes back to that centered...
And when you finish the routine, you then let the abdomen rest in the middle, let your chest rest in the middle, and keep your head upright again, back in the center again. And then just breathe normal again, back to normal breath. But to train your long breath, you have to bow the spine inwards, which is this looking at the moon, and bow the spine outwards, which is looking down at the earth.
Is it a real extreme? I guess we have to look at the book, but it shouldn't hurt, though, right?
Oh, it doesn't hurt. It won't hurt. It'll be enlightening. And you'll find a lot of people will get instant benefits of relief of pain in the spine just by doing this. and their energy levels will pop straight up. They'll notice a quick burst of energy just by doing this.
Actually, I have a quick question, a quick kind of side question. I wanted to know your opinion about this because I've heard varying opinions from different people. Is what do you, if you have a cold or a flu, is Tai Chi good or bad, or what do you think?
Ah, right. Very interesting. I went to Master Chu King Hung. In the Tai Chi world, he's one of the top masters in the world. I went to his home to train with him, and I dragged myself out of, I had man flu, classic man flu, dragged myself out of my bed, drove all the way down to London because I live in Wales, which is like probably about 200 or 300 miles away. And he obviously could see I wasn't well. So what he did, he made me stand in a particular posture and hold the posture whilst he went into the kitchen and made me an amazing ancient recipe Chinese tea.
Oh, magic.
So I had to stand in this posture, holding the, and it's just, it's like you imagine hugging a tree. As if you go up to a tree, wrap your legs around the tree trunk and then wrap your arms around it. It's the hugging the tree. And actually, the illustration of it and the details of it are actually in the book. It's known as the five bows. It turns out it's called the five bows posture. He made me hold that whilst he went off to make the tea. And it generated so much heat in my body. It just boosted me. I just felt my energy levels lifting. And then I drank the tea and I felt all the aches and pains go as well.
Wow.
So just in that time with him, and I drove back from London after training, and I felt like it had gone. It just felt like
that's amazing. So now I have a secret. I have an even better question. Do you have to drink the tea too?
Ah, Melvin. Now I asked him, can I have the recipe? And it took a long time, but I finally got it. And when you have a look at the list of ingredients, there is no way that I'm going to be able to gather all those ingredients together. So place of green tea and lemon.
Green tea and lemon. So you do this posture, the five bows posture, and green tea with lemon. You said
green tea proper lemon, not just green tea bought with lemon extract or whatever. That's it, all dried. Proper lemon in it with the green tea, and then a teaspoonful of honey.
Awesome, and then we have an ancient cure.
Internal washing, cleansing effect and boosting effect, as well as the shapes, which is, say,
that's
the five
bows. Perfect.
Five bows are great for chasing out colds.
There you go. You got it. Well, we're going to go to break, and everybody has their solution for a cold now. And we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul on the OM Times Radio Network. Awesome place to be. OM Times is a phenomenal magazine and a great group of people that come listen to the radio and read the magazine. And we're here today with Peter Newton, who is a Sifu Peter Newton, who is a master Tai Chi, a Tai Chi master and master at Qigong. And we're talking about how Tai Chi can help you and Qigong can help you in your be healthier just by some very simple things, posture, walking, breathing. It's really awesome. And we're going to go to some announcements now and basically to tell you how you can get Peter's book, because all the secrets that we're talking about today is just an overview, but you'll be able to get more in-depth information from his book, Healthy and Fit with Tai Chi, published by Findhorn Press. Perfect your posture, balance, and breathing. And I found, we were just talking about how one of the postures called the five bows can actually help you when you're not feeling well, when you have a cold or you've got a flu. And so the five bows posture is on page 97. And just with that, with some green tea, lemon, and honey, you can help your immune system and feel better and heal very quickly. So, Peter, where can we get your book?
The first point of contact I would suggest is Findhorn Press.
Mm-hmm.
Findhorn, who are the publishers.
Yes.
So the book would be obtainable from Findhorn Press.
And that's spelled Findhorn Press, P-R-E-S-S .com.
Yeah, .com.
Amazon, right?
Amazon and all, you know, the usual internet book suppliers, they've all got access to it now. So it's easy to get now.
So
it's across America.
Healthy and Fit with Tai Chi by Sifu Peter Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. And Peter's website, if you'd like to go find out more about him, because he has lots of things to offer, is chinabridgetaichi.co.uk. And also, you were telling me about a DVD that you can also get, which is, a companion to the book.
It really is. It's been produced with that in mind, so that the book has plenty of illustrations and to bring the book alive. But if you run the DVD alongside it, it really acts as a fantastic companion, because you actually see the postures come alive and the breathing method come alive and the methods of developing long breath and all the different things I show about bowing the spine in and out.
Oh, that's awesome. I am going to order it.
So the DVD is only obtainable from my website, which is the chinabridgetaichi.co.uk. But that's fine, because I can supply it from UK to America. I've got it in the America format, so that's fine.
Yes, I really suggest that if you are interested in this, it's simple stuff that you can do. Everybody can do it, and it's easy, straightforward, it doesn't hurt. It's not hard. It's not like you have to bend yourself into a pretzel. It's really normal, natural things that you can do, and you just need to know how to do it. And I think being able to see it visually is very, very important. And I'm going to get the DVD. And actually, I was talking to Peter before the show that we really have to do this show again, but with the video, just to give people kind of a snippet, an overview of how, what it looks like, because that's everything. So ChinaBridgeTaiChi.co.uk, and Tai Chi is spelled T-A-I-C-H-I. ChinaBridgeTaiChi.co.uk. And you can get to Peter's DVD and find out more about what he does. So that's amazing stuff. I wanted to move on. And we have our sponsor today is Dara Steinberg. Would you like to experience clarity about your life's direction? Have you lost your creative spark? Do you lack energy, feel overwhelmed and anxious? Well, Dara Steinberg is an intuitive clairvoyant healer who is passionate about helping people feel clear, calm, and excited about their direction in life. So go and get the support you need to save your life today. Make an appointment for an energy reading and healing with Dara. Just go to her website at heartofwisdomhealing.com. That's heartofwisdomhealing.com. And I have a few things to announce and tell people about. I am giving my Developing Your Intuition Level 1 in-person class. This is a certification class. You will get certified showing up in person. I do this only once a year, and now is the time. And it's going to be held November 7th and 8th, the weekend, in Tarrytown, New York, right on the beautiful Hudson River. It's really gorgeous up here. We're just about 30 minutes north of the city. And what we do in this retreat-like workshop is I teach you the basics of how to get your intuition to the point where you can make it happen when you want, on what you want, and get lots of detailed information, connecting within to your divine guidance within, to getting those flashes of insight, to the epiphanies, and which can help you in your relationships, help you get ahead at work, help you know the right things to say to people because you intuitively are guided. You just know. You know what people are thinking and feeling through your intuition. You can also know what the best things are for you to improve your health. So, and also I get a lot of people asking, you know, what is it? What were those flashes that I saw in my vision? What were the buzzes that I was feeling? Well, we teach you all about how to figure what that is, using your intuition in terms of knowing when it's really your intuition or whether you're making it up. We also talk about connecting to your guides and also working with energy, just what we're talking about today, that metaphysical energy and how to work with it. A lot of people want to know what that is. And as some bonuses, you will also get with this class, which is a $300 value, the Angel Connection, which is an online course, and you get that for free. You also get post-class Q&A conference calls with me, along with the in-person class where I can work with you individually. So we will keep supporting you after the class is over. And you also get a published handbook of all the class notes so you don't have to take notes. So those things are, the book itself is, and the conference calls alone are several hundred dollars combined with the online angel class. And you're going to get that all free with this course. So if you go to my website, lmk88.com/press, you'll find out more and you can sign up there. And then come meet me and work with me. I'm also have a book that's being released November 10th is when it's coming out. It's called Grow Your Spiritual Business. And if you're more interested in, if you're interested in finding out more about it, it's, you can go to growyourspiritualbusinessbook.com. So we've got a lot of things there. My website's lmk88.com. If you want to find out about this intuition class, it's awesome. People come out of it just transformed. Go to lmk88.com/press. So that's it for announcements. I wanted to get back to Peter, and we're going to talk about Tai Chi and Qigong. Can you tell us a little bit about what Tai Chi is? What is it exactly?
Tai Chi originally was conceived as a martial art. It came from the knowledge of, if you've heard of the Shaolin temples in China, the mm-hmm. warrior priests.
Yes.
Well, it goes back to around about 1200 AD, where a gentleman known as Chang Sanfong, this means Chang of the Three Winds, Apparently, he's supposed to have been an expert in Qigong, like a Qigong doctor. Qigong is all about your body exercising and movement of energy. So he had a good understanding about the body. Hmm. He went to the Shaolin Temple. And at the Shaolin Temple in, I believe it's Honan province in China, he devised really as this combination of the martial arts and the healing arts. And he devised this system of movement, which came out as Tai Chi, known as and the full name is Tai Chi Chuan, which means grand ultimate boxing. Mm-hmm. So you can see originally boxing, you can clearly see he still had the martial arts in mind. But it had all the health science in them at its core. So over the centuries and right up to date nowadays.
Oops. Peter, let's see if I can. Are you back? We lost you for a minute there. All right, let's see. Okay, let me see if I can. Get you back in. All right. Good. We're live here. So I'm just trying to get Peter back. So we've lost his connection. And I'm just trying to see. I don't hear him anymore, so. So I assume that, so we're going to try to get him back for everybody. And we're going to go to break soon anyway, but we're going to follow up our conversation with Peter about Tai Chi and Qigong, and the Tai Chi is a martial art, and that it's actually, because it has Qigong elements in it, that it can be very good for your health, and that's really kind of what's what people are using it for these days. So, so just practicing those movements is what's really going to be very, very helpful. What's not what people still use it for is as a martial art, and it can be used for both. So, which is really kind of cool. You can do both martial arts and defend yourself, and you can also use it for health benefits. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to get Peter back, and we'll talk more about Tai Chi and Qigong.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. And we're live, so we have, I think we're in Mercury retrograde here. And I wanted to, and we had our guest, Peter Newton, and I've lost him so for some reason, and I've been trying to get him back, and we're having difficulty doing that. But what I did want to talk to you about Qigong and Tai Chi, and wanted to talk to you a little bit about Qigong. We've talked a lot about Tai Chi, and hopefully we'll keep trying to get Peter back there and see if we can get him on our phone call here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Are you back?
I'm back.
Yes. Okay.
I do apologize. But it's just it's one of those glitches that flies across the Atlantic.
You know what it is? It's Mercury's in retrograde, from what I understand.
I'll take your word for that.
That's what they. I'm not big on the whole horoscope or astrology thing, but that's what they tell me. And but you're back, so that's good. Anyway, so we were in the midst of you were telling us about Tai Chi, where it came from, and that Tai Chi was originally a martial art, and then it turned into health. So I wanted to ask you, it started out as a martial art. So for everybody, if you aren't too familiar, so a martial art means obviously it was for fighting, both, self-defense and mostly probably self-defense. So why is it that something that's used for fighting is good for your health?
Because it has all the health science aspects of Qigong, which is this energy exercising skill that goes back, we now know it goes back 7,000 years. It has that as at its core. And that means it has wonderful postures, really strong,
why did they
do
that? Now, I know Tai Chi is, 100 years old or more.
Why did 800 years?
800 years. Oh, my gosh.
Tai Chi.
So, let's see if we could kind of figure out. So why was the Qigong in the Tai Chi?
The Qigong is what they believe that the founder of Tai Chi or the creator of Tai Chi had as his basic skills. That's what his skills were in Qigong. Mm-hmm. So he was a energy exerciser. He knew about breathing and posture for health.
So the exercise, from what I understand, the energy, which is the energy of everything, and working with the energy, I know the little bit that I know is because it's in everything and you can use it for all kinds of things, whether it's your health or you can use it for fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
It transforms. Qi is the fundamental for your health. This is for your healthy physical body. Qi.
Right. It's all one. Is there a reason why Tai Chi is done so slowly? Is the martial art a slow movement thing?
Now, once it's practiced as a martial art, it moves at lightning speed. They call that fajing, explosive power.
Fajing.
Yeah. Fajing, they call it explosive power. So it's very fast and very powerful.
Yes.
When you speed it up, but you move slowly to link your breathing inside the motion. So it's your breath and physical body in motion together. That's why you see the Chinese in the parks moving slowly with Tai Chi. But their breathing is actually the fuel moving the whole body.
I see. And then I assume that the slow movements is to hone and perfect the movements. It's easier to perfect it. Probably better to perfect it slowly than doing it fast.
That's right. And your muscles relax. Everything relaxes in your body. Your mind, remember, a clear mind is a relaxed mind, not a stressed mind. So by practicing slowly, your mind has time to calm and relax and settle. And when your mind is settled, the Chinese talk about it being like a reflective, like a mirror. So it's just clear, like the Hubble telescope mirror. You know, we're talking like what a speck of dust on it. That's the image they sort of try and project. Of a clear mind when you're practicing your Tai Chi, you know.
Now, if somebody wants to go and learn Tai Chi, what is your recommendation for what they should be paying attention to other than the teacher?
Right. I'm always asked this question because I teach in a place where people travel from all over the UK to this center, and I go in there, and I'm known as the health whisperer. I go in and they travel in to see me there, and they say, you've inspired me. I want to find a Tai Chi teacher. What should I do? How do I find a good teacher? Well, obviously, there's organizations in the United States, for example, that will be set up to register teachers there. So you look at go on the internet and look for Tai Chi organizations.
Absolutely. And can I do a little plug for my Sifu?
Absolutely.
You guys are, and he's pure Shaolin Kung Fu Tai Chi. So if you are interested, if you are in the New York area, in the New York metropolitan area, and particularly Westchester County, where I live, this is the Chinese Martial Arts and Educational Center, which is in Pleasantville, New York, and Nyack. And you can go to his website at cmaec.com and talk to Sifu Tom. So there's a plug for him, and go and learn Tai Chi. He is really, he gets it and you know, will get your posture and so you can get the health benefits. So thank you for that, Peter.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's say somebody finds a good teacher, a good place.
Right.
So what should they be focusing on?
Well, the first thing you should focus on when you walk into a Tai Chi school is look at the teacher. And look, does the teacher look healthy? Does the teacher have good posture? Does the teacher project themselves into the room? And then look at their long-term students that will no doubt be there.
I'm going to throw a little thing in there because I know. I've obviously seen you. So they do not have to look Chinese, right?
They don't have to look Chinese.
Because Peter isn't Chinese, right?
I'm not Chinese.
I am. I'm Chinese.
Yeah, you're Chinese. Yeah. I'm Chinese trained, but I'm not Chinese. You know,
And
that's
so
the nice thing about it.
You don't have to be Chinese. No.
That's the nice thing about it is that I can actually let you know from a Western perspective what it's like to actually learn the deeper aspects of Tai Chi and Qigong. And it's amazing. I mean,
absolutely. My Sifu is not Chinese either. My Sifu is actually Irish. Your part of the world.
My part of the world. I love the Irish. I love them to death. Absolutely love the Irish. I go to Ireland when I can.
Yeah. So
the salt of the earth. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now and then, so they're going to go in. They're going to see if you know how the teacher looks and what the students have been there look like.
Yeah.
And is there anything else?
Do they look healthy?
Yes.
If they don't look healthy and if the teacher's got a little squeaky voice and bad posture, just make your excuses and walk away.
That's it? That's all you need to do is just see.
The other thing is if you go into a class and you're going in with health issues that you want to seek some answers from you know, your Tai Chi class, if you walk in there and they're throwing each other all over the place, then that's the wrong class. You should be going into a health science class. People are just focusing on the health science. So I'd say look for health science class only and look at the quality of the health of the teacher first and then the long-term students. And if they all look well and healthy and they're happy and smiling, you're in the right place.
Does it matter what kind of there are different forms of Tai Chi? Does it matter which form they learn?
No, because the talk of the major five families of Tai Chi, there's five different styles, you could say it. Of Tai Chi, and they all relate back to what's called the classics. And in my book, I relate to and I break the classics down into plain English and make it clear as to how you can benefit from these classics. So they all relate back to these classics, ancient Chinese classics, which have reputedly been written down by the founder of Tai Chi, the original Chang.
Really?
San Tong. Yeah, the original guy's supposed to have written them down. That's where they reckon the origin is of these ancient. It's like the instruction manual for good posture and body mechanics and breathing.
Wow. So okay. And I think also there's Tai Chi is good for, I know a lot of people take Tai Chi for balance. Can you talk about why Tai Chi is good for balance?
Tai Chi, it creates a condition in the body, which is, I call it upright, open and relaxed. So a body that is upright, open and relaxed, it then allows it to function. It lets your energy body fill your physical body. Mm. And an energy body that's filling a physical body has good proprioception. That's your feedback system and your central nervous system throughout your whole body as to where your body is in space. And it shuts down dramatically if you have bad posture and bad mechanics, and especially the breathing plays a big part in that as well.
So
open, upright posture when you're sitting, standing, walking. Never let your body slump. Don't close your armpits up. Breathe in and out comfortably through your nose. Do as little amount of mouth breathing as possible, because that has a tensing effect on the chest muscles, whereas the nose breathing relaxes your chest and your chest cavity.
Wow.
You get far more out of your nose through nose breathing.
So that those are the things that you need. That's the primer for Tai Chi. If you get Peter's book, Healthy and Fit with Tai Chi, Perfect Your Posture, Balance and Breathing, that's like the first step, and then you can go out and take a class and really get into it. Peter, we're at the end of our show.
Ah.
Thank you.
I'm just getting warmed up.
I know. You'll have to come back. Come back. We'll do a video too. We're going to do one of those like simultaneous like video streamcast things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us today, and we'll have you back.
Thank you.
And I'm Lisa Kay. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. We're here every week on Om Times Radio Network, so come back and listen to us then or listen to the archives. Angel blessings to everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye.